listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm your guest host for this briefing on the war for the free world, filling in for Frank Gaffney, your usual host, who is off today. Joining me now is Dr. Ann Pierce. She's a contributor to the Washington Times, Real Clear Politics, and the Washington Examiner. She's also the author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. And we talk quite a bit about that misguided path here on Secure Freedom Radio. So we're very glad to have you, Dr. Ann Pierce. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I thought we would talk a little bit about this situation now unfolding in the UK with the attempted murder, or what appears to be the attempted murder, of a former Russian spy. Tell us a little bit about what happened and what the reaction has been so far, if you can.
Yeah, so we had this former Russian agent and his daughter poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent. That's a big deal because we're talking a military-grade agent that had the potential to expose citizens all around. It could conceivably be looked at as an act of war, and Theresa May began by demanding an explanation from Russia by the end of Tuesday to immediately, fully and completely disclose the chemical agents that were responsible for this attack and to provide some sort of explanation to the United States or to the United Kingdom. And Russia's response was prevarication and what May called complete disdain for the gravity of these events. So Theresa May then went on to announce penalties, kicking out 23 diplomats, potentially freezing Russian state assets that pose a security threat, imposing new laws to counter hostile state activity, and reducing British attendance at the World Cup. And now the United States has made various statements indicating total solidarity with the UK in responding this way to this poisoning. And Nikki Haley's statement at the UN last night was particularly strong, or yesterday was particularly strong. So this is part of a pattern. Russia is definitely emboldened, and there's troublemaking all around the world.
And Dr. Pierce, we were discussing UK and US response. Now, the US, together with the UK, signed a joint statement on this incident, also with the French and the German delegations. And they're taking a very hard line with the Russians. What are some of the options that they have moving forward to put pressure on Russia?
Well, actually, some people are saying that the British response has not been strong enough, that even though they've kicked out these diplomats, that they should go even higher to the ambassador, and freezing potential state assets that pose a security threat, that in addition to that, there should be major sanctions on all kinds of Russian entities. But it's really important to look at this Russian action in the broader context. I mean, what we have seen in recent years is Russia taking advantage of that, basically enabling of Russia orientation of Obama, Clinton, and Kerry, and running with it. And we've got to push back. You know, during the Obama-Clinton-Kerry years, we had a generous START treaty, more generous than it needed to be, the dismantlement of missile defenses, the degrading of our own defenses, and failure to implement our military modernization program as Russia charged ahead, the weak, amoral response to the Ukraine aggression and to Russia's actions in Syria. As we were weak, Russia was emboldened. And what better example of Russia being emboldened than this recent chemical attack? Then you pair that with Putin's recent speeches, which are really brazen, just bragging about developing an array of new nuclear weapons, which he says are capable of penetrating U.S. missile defenses. He says he has successfully tested an advanced hypersonic missile that can't be stopped by any defense system in Syria. He continues to just lie to our faces, knowing that the so-called international community knows he's lying. He keeps pushing ahead with these sham so-called ceasefires and peace treaties, which are designed to do nothing more than they were always designed to buy him and Assad time to bombard non-ISIS rebels and civilians and to just obliterate these Syrian cities into the ground, starvation sieges, systematized torture, use of chemical weapons ongoing over there. So Russia is just getting away with so much in various parts of the world. And then you add to that the various ways that Russia actually props up North Korea. Russia has been quietly helping North Korea, it seems, with various components for its missile tests, and there have been these sighted ferry services going back and forth between the two countries concealing transactions and laundering payments. And
you paint a very dire picture of Russian influence, and I think it's really important to note. But also striking, I think, is the reaction of the British government after this incident was to turn to the people that they have always turned to when they run into trouble, which is the United States. It really highlighted the U.S.-British relationship together with the French and also the Germans, rather than doing the sort of multilateral EU, let's have a really long discussion and then not really decide anything. And when it comes to dealing with somebody like Vladimir Putin, that's not enough. You know, the British really needed to know that the Americans were going to be there, and of course we were. Is this going to be a positive? I mean, it's hard to talk about something terrible like this as a positive, but is there something beneficial that can come out of this in terms of strengthening the U.S.-British relationship in the wake of Brexit and the threats that we face jointly?
I think you make a great point, and that relationship is especially important now. And I think with Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State, he is so strong on foreign policy and intelligence, and he's a conservative who believes in America's moral and strategic responsibilities in the world and really believes in the importance of keeping our alliances strong. So there is a good opportunity, and I really do think that's an excellent point, that when Theresa May came over here and gave some very powerful speeches, including to Congress, on the importance of that relationship and what we stand for in the world, I felt that our response was inadequate. So it would be great if the United States could seize this opportunity and make more joint statements with England around the lines of what we stand for in the world, which I believe, as I say in A Perilous Path and elsewhere, I believe American foreign policy at its best combines moral and practical concerns. So it always emphasizes both national security and global stability and political freedom and human rights. And if we could start talking about that more and acting on it more in terms of how we shore up our alliances, that would be a good thing.
Well said. Dr. Pierce, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us here on Secure Freedom Radio. We will be right back.